Yeah, and the old control is still there, too. How I'd like to pitch to some of those powder puff hitters of yours.
Yeah, they wouldn't even see your fastball.
Oh, that low breakaway stuff of mine used to make them cry their eyes out.
How come you didn't go up to the majors?
Well, your grandmother threw me some low-breaking stuff.
You see, Chip, it's not Tramp's fault that he hasn't learned any tricks yet.
Is it?
No, the basic aptitude is there. You just have to use the correct scientific method to bring it out.
What's that?
Hamburger.
Is hamburger scientific?
Do you know what a trick is?
Yeah, it's something he's too dumb to learn.
No, a trick is nothing more than a conditioned reflex. Now, under certain conditions, with the application of the proper stimulus, nerve centers are activated and Tramp will respond reflexively.
Yeah? Well, how's he gonna understand that if he doesn't even know what lie down means?
Watch.
Eating's no trick.
Hey, you see, Chip, he associates hamburger with pleasure.
He's always hungry.
Throw this thing.
No use. He won't go after.
Never mind. Throw it anyway. All right. Now, lead Tramp over to the stick and put it in his mouth, and then bring him back to me.
Okay. Come on, Tramp. Come on. Come on, pick it up.
All right, now, I'll take the stick from Tramp, and then give him some hamburger.
Well, I did all the work, and he gets the hamburger.
Yeah, well, he'll associate bringing the stick back to me with getting a reward.
There he is, John, the tallest catcher in baseball.
Oh, very funny. Johnny Marshall, this is my grandfather, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Glad to see you.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Mr. O'Casey. How are you?
One more, bud, then I gotta go. Johnny and Hank are here for our club committee meeting.
Okay. Two out and a man on first.
Watch Bub and learn how the game is played.
Gee, I didn't know they played baseball in your day, Mr. O'Casey.
Yeah, that was so long ago we used a square ball. I had him picked off. He was leading the wrong way.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, barely missed the plate, Mr. O'Casey.
Pass ball, Bob. I should have had it.
Well, in my day, catchers had very long arms.
Oh, that's okay, Bob. We don't really need another bulb.
Okay.
Now, throw the stick again. Fetch! Fetch! Fetch!
Gonna take a lot more than science.
I'll sweep up the pass ball.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'll get the ladder.
You take this, I'll take care of the ladder.
Oh, okay. Come on, John.
I'll see you later, John.
All right, John. Come on. Now give me your paw.
What are you dogs doing?
I'm teaching John some tricks.
Well, it looks like he's taught you to give your paw.
Every other dog in the neighborhood knows how to do something.
Well, Tramp's unusual.
Such says he's stupid.
Well, good luck.
Maybe giving your paw is too hard to learn at first. Lie down.
This meeting is hereby called to order.
It is up to our committee to decide what kind of booth our current events club is going to have at the carnival.
The math club had a neat idea.
They're going to have a modern scientific computer. You play tic-tac-toe in it for prizes.
Oh, then there's the dramatic club. They're building a space capsule.
You know, we've got to come up with something really new to compete.
I know, but all the other clubs have used a good idea.
What's so funny, Joni?
Oh, I'm sorry, Robbie. I'm not laughing at the meeting.
Well, what then?
Your grandfather.
Well, she means it was just kind of funny watching him try to pitch light bulbs.
Had him picked off, leaning the wrong way. Oh, I can't believe it. I guess they all get like that after 40.
You're laughing at Bub?
Oh, and when he threw the bulb and it smashed against the door. Oh, it was so funny.
All right, that's enough. Joni, if you were a man, I'd bust you right in that kisser.
What's the matter, Robbie?
This meeting is adjourned.
Look, Rob, she didn't...
Nobody's gonna laugh at my grandfather. Now, you can just find somebody else to be on your dumb committee. What's so funny?
Bub, just now...
Ah, shut up! Can't you find somebody else to laugh at besides Bub?
Well, did you tell Robbie my joke?
I didn't get a chance to. He asked me what I was laughing at. I said, Bub, and he started reading me off and flew upstairs.
Spinning top. I thought maybe I'd lost the knack, but I guess I haven't.
Guess not. You Robbie's father?
Yes, I am.
I thought so. I met his grandfather the last time, the baseball player.
Oh, well, you're getting to know the whole family, aren't you? The top spinner and the baseball player. Actually, this is Chip's top. I just picked it up off the ground. He left it out here. And,
of course.
Are you looking for Robbie?
Yes.
Well, why don't you come in? We'll see if he's there. You know, I really haven't spun a top in years.
Of course not.
Robbie. Oh, hi, Bob. Rob here?
No, he's not here yet, Steve. Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hi, Mr. O'Keefe.
He just phoned from Rango's and says he'll be home as soon as Rango throws him one more fall.
Well, he should be here any minute. Then why don't you wait for him, John?
Yeah, come on in and visit with me, won't you? Well, sit around till Robbie shows up, huh?
Oh, thank you. I've got to apologize to Robbie. He's mad at me. He thought I was laughing at you playing baseball, Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I think it's wonderful the way Robbie stands up for his family. Well, you know what I mean, don't you?
I think so. I bet I did look a little goofy. But you should have seen me when I was younger.
Everything changes, Bub. A lot of things we used to think were just great, we laugh at today.
Well, like clothes. I mean, honestly, some of the pictures I've seen of Mother.
I know.
Whatever became of Auction Bridge?
Yeah, and remember when everybody played Mahjong and miniature golf?
Yeah. And what about marathon dancing?
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Yeah.
And how about flagpole sitting?
Flagpole sitting? You mean people? Grown-up people actually sat on flagpoles? Well, what for?
Well, at the time, there wasn't much else to do.
Yeah. And how about goldfish swallowing? That was really big.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, he's not.
Live goldfish?
Yep.
Sure. Picked them right out of the bowl and dropped them right down.
But you did, not you.
Just water.
Sure he did.
My only defense is that I was young.
Oh. And hungry.
A live goldfish? I just can't imagine you... Oh, hi, Robbie. I was just laughing at your father.
Yeah. First it was my grandfather, and now my father.
Oh, wait a minute, Rob. Joan came over to apologize.
So she's laughing at you now, huh, Dad?
Well, Rob, your dad was just telling me how he used to swallow live goldfish.
Well, if he likes them that way, then that's his business.
Look, Rob, Joan isn't laughing at us. She's laughing with us. Pardon me.
Rob, I came by to tell you that we do want you on the committee. And I'm sorry, okay?
Okay.
Hank and I can't agree on anything, and we've got to get our committee report out to the club tomorrow.
There must be some kind of a booth that'd be different.
Booth? You mean like an old-fashioned carnival show?
Yes. Our school's putting on a carnival, and each club is supposed to come up with a novel booth.
Well, now you're talking my language. I used to be in a carny once. How about Fitch and Penny's?
Well, I think that'd be a little ancient, but...
Oh? Well, then how about hitting the man? Fella sticks his head through a hole in the canvas and Well, I guess not.
Look, we had a booth once where you toss embroidery rings over bottles.
Embroidery rings? What are they?
Well, those...
Dad, I don't think so.
Well, how about a fish pond? That's always good. You know, you have the magnet on the end of the line and, No. Well...
I got it. A dunking machine.
That's a great idea, Bub.
Yeah.
A dunking machine?
Yeah, a dunking machine. A guy sits in a chair over a tank of water, and you throw balls at him till you hit the target, and bowie, boffo, you knock him in the water.
Yeah, and swallows a live goldfish. No, I don't think so, Mr. O'Casey.
Why not?
Robbie, computers, atom smashers, space capsules, remember?
I think a dunking machine's a great idea.
Robbie, you know how the kids are about anything so cornball.
Cornball?
Are you saying my grandfather's ideas are cornball?
I like it. But it isn't practical. How are we ever going to build a dunking machine?
Well, Bub would help us, wouldn't you, Bub?
Sure I would.
You see, my dad's an engineer. He could put a thing like this together with his eyes closed.
Well, I could try, Rob, if you really want it.
If it's good enough for Bub, it's good enough for us. Come on, we'll go tell Hank he's outvoted.
She may not like it now, but she'll learn to love it.
They all will, Bub. It'll be the hit of the carnival.
Steve, did you really swallow a goldfish?
Oh, just the one, Bub. A little one. Not for long.
That's right, Hank. Junie and I voted to recommend the dunking machine. What do you mean it's cornball? Junie thinks it's great. Look, Hank, Junie and I are 2/3 of the committee. You're only one vote. Now, why don't you be a pal and vote with us? Good. And sound like you mean it. Boy, just think. A real great dunking machine. What about the committee? They'll love it. The committee hereby recommends that our current events club have a dunking machine.
A dunking machine?
Oh, Robbie, you're the wildest.
Come on now, let's be serious. What kind of a booth are we going to have?
The committee hereby recommends that our current events club have a dunking machine.
You mean you're not kidding?
Where did you get such a cornball idea?
Robbie's grandfather suggested it.
Your grandfather?
Who put him on the committee?
Well, he was only trying to help.
And he is not cornball.
Okay, but you gotta admit, it's awful old-fashioned.
It's so far out, it's almost back in.
In your grandfather's day, maybe a ducking machine made the citizens flip. But for Pete's sakes, Robbie, this is today.
It's like trying to race dragsters in a horse and buggy.
You heard our unanimous report.
No, Robbie, be reasonable. Who's going to pay 10 cents to work a dunking machine when they can smash an atom?
Yeah, or ride in a space capsule.
We'll all look like a bunch of kooks.
I move we turn down the committee's report.
Oh, yeah.
And tell them to come up with something modern.
All in favor? Hold it. You turn down the dunking machine, and you get somebody else on your committee.
Me too.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so quit.
We'll appoint a new committee.
Yeah. Who'll volunteer? Suggestions from the floor? Come on now, there must be something better than a dunking machine.
You come up with something better.
We're stuck.
All those in favor of accepting the committee's recommendation?
That's what I call support.
This Thanksgiving weekend, we're... Hear what parents EFG to give your child the Hooked on Phonics head start.
Only Sears with Sears. Hurry in.
Listen to the kind of a pitch I'm giving them. What's the matter with people?
They don't even slow down.
All lookers and no spenders. What a bunch of rubes.
Some of the other booths seem to be doing okay.
Come on, folks. This is it, the old fun booth. 3 balls for a dime. The old carnival saying they're all looking for something new, but they still come back to what's good and true.
I sure hope so. It's getting lonesome.
Yes, it is. Come on, Charlie, come here. 3 for a dime. Come on. Don't have me back. Come here. 3 for a dime, Hattie. Come here. Knock a little dude down in a nice cold water. Make him swim for his life. Get him. Come on, folks. Come on.
I never saw a crowd like this.
Oh, hi, Mr. O'Casey. How's it going?
Well, the rush hasn't started yet.
The Atom Smasher's taking in $30.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the line of the space capsule.
Robbie, no matter what anybody says, we still got the best idea at the whole carnival.
Joni, why don't you come back here and see if you can attract the crowd? If the crowd gets too big to handle, you just yell for me.
Okay, Mr. O'Keefe.
Guy, Bob's feeling awful about this. I don't feel too good myself. I think I'm going to go over and try the space capsule. Well, there's only to check the competition.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Come on, dunk Robbie for a dime. It's really fun, only a dime. Hey, come on, you guys.
Congratulations, Douglas.
Yeah, you really fixed this up with your dopey dunking machine.
You had to listen to your kooky grandfather, and then we had to listen to you.
Well, you just leave my kooky grandfather out of this.
I wish we had.
Even if you paid people, they wouldn't stop at this cornball operation. This is the 20th century, not 1890.
Okay. So you guys were right. Now, will you just please shut up?
We could have made more money by not having a booth at all.
Let's take the club sign down. We're disgracing it.
Don't you dare touch that sign, Wrangle Milford. Instead of you guys just standing around here saying mean things to Robbie, you could be trying to help.
Doing what?
Well, not one of you has spent 10 cents to try this machine.
Well, who needs to try it?
Well, I'm going to.
Oh.
Out of my way.
Here we go.
Oh, this is going to be good. All right, now, stand there and wind up right at the little white...
There we go.
Oh, very nice. That was very nice. A little more control now.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, that's the way.
Come on next time.
Yeah. Get this, Robbie.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. That was great.
Why don't you try again?
Well, that wasn't bad. Not bad at all. Hold this, will you? Now, if you guys really want to get even with Robbie, just... watch me.
Bub, do you think you should?
Sure, I think I should. Give me another half inch, will you?
Hey, how about that?
Hey, it works! See that?
Of course it works.
Hey, you mean I can drown Douglas for only a dime?
You can't if you can pinch.
Hold your nose, Douglas! Here we go. Ready?
You're kidding me.
Hold your breath.
Everybody gets a chance to pay off all grudges with Robbie Douglas.
Pay up. Biker.
Come on, Douglas, get up there. Let's go.
Come on, get up.
You couldn't hit a brick wall with a jalopy.
Come on, you're kidding me.
Oh.
Get
there you are.
Want me to help you make some change, Mr. O'Casey?
Well, that would be kind of sweet of you, Joni. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Come on, don't shop. Don't push. Here you are.
Dumb things to do.
Boy, that's the best trick any dog could do.
Well, Trap may not be exactly the brightest dog around, but I'll say one thing for him. He's brave.
Well, what's so brave about jumping into a tank of water?
That's gratitude. He tried to save you from drowning.
Hib? Well, he can't even swim. I had to save Hib. Poxy.
How much money did your booth take in, Rob?
$43. More than the space capsule, even.
Well, that just goes to show you. People still go for some of those so-called old-fashioned cornball ideas, don't they?
Well, not exactly. Most of the money came from members of our committee.
Members of your committee?
Yeah, they were trying to get even with me for coming up with that old-fashioned cornball idea.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.